This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's radio.
Free
radio.
April 29th was a national day of action to stop the reopening of the Mount Polly mine in British Columbia. Last August, 25 million cubic meters of toxic mining waste spilled into the unceded territory of First Nations peoples. The spill has disrupted their way of life. The toxic tailings have reached the Fraser watershed and the second largest salmon spawning grounds in the world. Here in Toronto, 50 people gathered at noon outside the Toronto Stock Exchange on King Street.
All right. Hey, everybody. Woo! Thanks for making it out. For those folks that don't know out there that are enjoying your lunches, you might want to know why we're here. And we're here because a National Day of Action was called against the reopening of the Mount Polly mine. Less than a year after the most catastrophic tailings dam failure in history, releasing 25 million cubic meters of toxic sludge into nearby streams and lakes, they want to reopen the mine. It hasn't even been a year yet. And the BC government is expected to make their decision on that very soon. And so we here are in solidarity with thousands of people across this country that are paying attention to what's happening and who are opposed to the reopening of Mount Polly mine. And opposed, in general, to Imperial Metals, whose entire business strategy is based on operating on Indigenous lands without consent. There's the Catface mine, which is against the consent of the Housing First Nation. There's the Red Chris mine, which has so much opposition from within the Tahltan Nation. And of course, Mount Polly, which is opposed by Tsleil-Waututh Nation. So the government of British Columbia is failing the Indigenous people of Tsleil-Waututh territories, the residents of Likely, BC, and those living on the Quesnel and Fraser River watersheds. This is a matter of urgent concern for all of our organizations and people. On August 4th, 2014, the tailings storage facility at Mount Polly Mine, near Likely, BC, owned by Imperial Metals, had a catastrophic failure, allowing approximately 25 million cubic meters of toxic sludge and contaminated water to rush into nearby Polly Lake and 7 kilometers down Hazelton Creek to Quesnel Lake. This spill is one of the biggest environmental disasters in modern Canadian history. The BC government initially denied it was an environmental disaster, has downplayed the damage, and has taken little to no action to assure that such a disaster would not happen again. Now Imperial Metals has submitted an application to provincial regulators to return to operations, and we strongly oppose that, and we're here to strongly oppose that today. So we have some photos that are right here, and one is a photo of when the tailings breach happened. The next two photos are pictures that were taken just 2 weeks ago. They clearly show how devastated this area still is. And yet, you know, the company has done cosmetic changes to the areas where people frequent so that people will think that a lot of, damage has been repaired. But that is not the case. If you commit yourself to walking a few kilometers outside of that area, the destruction is obvious to anyone to see.
Shame!
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 So not only are we here to oppose this potential action from the BC government, but we're here to talk about what are the implications of mining for a substance, gold, which we don't need, electronics, aerospace, all of those things, if you put it together, amount to less than 11% of gold demand. And we get more than 34% from recycled sources. And these are World Gold Council numbers. We do not need to be mining gold anymore. And gold is implicated in some of the biggest environmental catastrophes
catastrophes of our time. The Mount Holly mine is not the only gold mine failure that has devastated huge water sources. We know Barrick Gold was implicated because they bought Placer Dope, who was running the mine, in the Philippines, where they had two dam failures. And to this day, the Boac and Nokpok River are still biologically dead. And these spills happened in 1996 and 1993. So why are we mining gold when we can just use recycled sources? It's because it makes people that are raising money on the Toronto Stock Exchange money. And it's not even making them much money because everything gold related has lost 50%, 70% of its value in the past 3 years. So we should stop this practice. It's an absurd practice. Mining for gold has no purpose, has no point other than to destroy land, pollute water, trample on indigenous rights, militarize communities. We're doing all this for something that we do not need. And it's very, very clear for anyone who's looking at the facts that this is true. So, everybody, do you want to chant with me real quick?
Whatever you want.
Okay. There ain't no future in the mining of gold, so the mining of gold must stop. Say what? There ain't no future in the mining of gold, so the mining of gold must stop. Say what? There ain't no future for the mining of gold, so the mining of gold must stop. Say what? There ain't no future for the mining of gold, so the mining of gold must stop. Say what? There ain't no future for the mining of gold, so the mining of gold must stop. Say what? There ain't no future for the mining of gold, so the mining of gold must stop. Okay, now we can do one to shut down Mount Holly. So everybody, with me, we're not going to reopen Mount Holly. What are we going to do?
Shut it down!
Shut down Mount Holly! 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 Shut down Mount Holly!
Shut down Mount Holly!
Okay, and let's go like one step further than that, because we don't need Imperial either, right?
Shut down Imperial!
So, shut down Imperial Metals! 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 Thank you guys for coming out. It was kind of an emergency action that was called because the BC government was set to make this decision. I think it really surprised a lot of people that this was even on the table, that this mine could possibly be reopened. Imperial Metals is actually saying that they don't have enough money to pay for cleanup. And so that's kind of like implicitly recognizing that they haven't done the cleanup, right? And so they need to reopen and pollute this land more so that they can pay for the cleanup. What kind of logic is that?
Capitalist logic.
It's the logic of a company that's about to go bankrupt. So all you investors, get your money out of Imperial right now, because, you know, they don't even have enough money to clean up their mess that they already caused, not to mention the mess that they're going to cause in the future. So you should probably take your money out of this company. All right. So again, thank you guys so much for coming out. We don't have to stop here. You know, you guys, probably took a long time for you guys to get out here and spend your afternoon here. there. Luckily, we can go to another rally. That's really important. And I think Hassan is going to tell us all about it.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to go just yet, but, you know, while you're here, you can hear about it.
So first of all, for folks who are just joining us, we're organizing a protest here in opposition to a mine that's being opened in British Columbia, a mine that was shut down a year ago after it caused the worst environmental disaster in Canadian history, a mine that resulted in 25 million cubes of toxic slush going into the river system in the water, polluting life and killing animals, killing the trees, pushing people, destroying people's way of life. And the response to that has been to try and reopen it again. And the sheer absurdity, the sheer horror of it is that the British Columbia government just gave 1 month for people to respond to it. And the reason we're here across the country on the other end of the coast is to say that our water is connected, our lands are connected, our struggles are connected. And so we stand in solidarity with the Secwepemc women who have put out a call to say that they will shut down Imperial Mines.
Shut down Imperial Metals!
Shut down Imperial Metals!
Shut down Imperial Metals!
Also, for folks who don't know, there's going to be a demonstration at 1:15 at the Italian Consulate, which is at 136 Beverly Street, Dundas and Beverly. We're all going to be going together, so you can just hop on your car, your bike, on the TVC with us. As folks would know, about just between January and April of 2015, over 2,000 people have died trying to cross into Europe, just drowning on boats. Over 1,000 of them just died over 2 weeks ago. And so we're here because we're going to be outside the Italian Consulate, which is one of the leading voices opposing migration into Europe, to insist that people should not be dying in the search of freedom. So yes, please join us in that too. Does anyone want to say a few more words? Is anyone moved to say a few words, speak about how this impacts them? How important it is to talk about the water, the air.
I used to live in British Columbia.
Speak up, Ralph!
I used to live in British Columbia, and the Fraser River is a precious treasure that should be protected and preserved. That is a river that has salmon, beautiful salmon and sturgeon. 100-year-old sturgeon down the river from the Fraser River. So I think it should be protected, and people should know what's happening to the resources. When the spill happens in a fresh river like that, it's the water supply, the drinking water supply also. So I think that it's important for people to know why we're here. This is one of the reasons why I think we're here, and there are other reasons. And this is the center of the investment community, and this is where all the buying and selling of land for private profit, regardless of the damage to the environment. So we should be aware of why we're here, and we should speak out whenever there's injustice in the environment. I think that's all I'll say. Thank you.
So I just want to say something too. I've visited some of these communities that have been impacted by Imperial Metals and that have been fighting Imperial Metals. And you know, it's very much a colonial context, and we have to always remind ourselves of that. A lot of people think colonization is in the past, that happened, you know, 100 years ago, 200 years ago. But if you look at what was driving colonization then, it's the same thing that's driving colonization now. It is mining, it is gold mining. The gold fever that pushed people westward to take new lands is the same fever that has reached a fever pitch at the TSX, where people are raising money so that they continue to colonize native lands. There are multiple native communities throughout what is now known as British Columbia who have never ceded their lands to the crown, who maintain their sovereignty, and who are opposed to these ongoing colonial projects, these mining projects from Imperial Metals and others. Imperial Metals is furthering this colonial process by disempowering Native people by using the Canadian government's permits to displace them from their land, to poison their water, and to take the resources from under them. And it is an absolute shame. It is an absolute disgusting shame that's reminiscent of the beginning of colonization itself. It is an ongoing colonization process, and Imperial Metals is on the front lines of that, displacing Native peoples from their lands, poisoning their rivers, and stripping the resources from under them. And it is absolutely disgusting, and nobody should be investing in this company. This company and many other companies that are traded at this Toronto Stock Exchange, that raise their money on this Toronto Stock Exchange, are implicated in the ongoing colonization, both here and all over the world, doing things in communities where communities don't want that to be happening. And we have to stand in solidarity with the Shkwemek peoples, and with all peoples around the world who are struggling to preserve their way of life against the absolute disgusting greed of these companies here that just seek to make short-term profits at the expense of the environment and of other people's lives and communities. And so we are here in solidarity with the Shkwemek peoples. And I hope people that are, you know, not here for this, but who are listening right now, understand that, and maybe just think about your impact or what your role is in this. If you are an investor in some of these companies, if your way of life is made on the destruction of other people's lives, it is a very important thing to think about. Divest from this goddamn company, Imperial Metals, who's only building an ongoing colonial process in BC. So divest from Imperial, divest from gold mining in general. We don't need gold for anything at all in this world. We do not need to be mining gold for it. It is only serving the greed of people like Imperial Metals, like Barrick Gold, like Goldcorp, like all these other companies that are based here, right here, trade their stocks right here. Let's shut them down.
Up here pretty quick, but since Darius did mention Goldcorp, I wanted to mention that tomorrow Goldcorp is having their annual general meeting, and they are destroying communities, targetedly assassinating activists who are organizing against them, including a 16-year-old youth leader, Socasio, last year. And then just 3 weeks ago, another activist was killed within the community resisting the Escobal mine. Goldcorp is attempting to mine on the lands of Native people in Chile, who have taken them all the way to the Supreme Court because they weren't even recognizing that they were there. And what, I want to say. But that struggle is still going on. We cannot let Goldcorp continue to run roughshod over Indigenous rights. And so we're going to be standing with the communities impacted by Goldcorp. We have representatives of impacted communities that are coming out tomorrow at their AGM. We're starting at Goldcorp's headquarters at 2:30, and then we're marching down to their AGM. So if anyone wants more information about that, I have information about that. And thank you so much for coming out and standing in solidarity. We were called on to be here, and yeah, just really thank you for coming out. We're tweeting all these pictures to Christy Clark, BC, with the hashtag Stop Imperial Metals. And you know what you're part of right here is something much bigger than what is right here, because this is the Toronto action for a national day of action against Imperial. And so it's just something to think of, right? We're representing, and thank you for being here.
Shut down Imperial Metals! 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 Shut down Imperial Metals!
For rabble.ca, this is John Bonner. Thank you for listening to John Bonner's audio blog, hosted by rabble.ca and the Rabble Podcast Network.